My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, he was defending his point about the pass concepts and the passing game, and what he just said there is not quite a backhanded compliment about Kyle, but he said he's the best in the business on first and second down.
Right.
Then you get to third down.
Not the business anymore.
Nope. Although last year they were fifth in football on third down in third down conversions, but man, a lot of praise for the run game. Best ever in the run game.
Right.
But not as big a fan about the pass concepts.
Well, and what, like, he sort of, you know, changed course a little bit to say, I don't recognize him, which is his way of being like, it's not what I would do. It's not what I would do.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know that the Niners should be doing it the way Jay Gruden wants rather than Kyle Shanahan, but he's not wrong that that is a lesser version of the 49ers. What makes them special is first and second down. What makes them special is their ability to get out in front, be a physical team, and sort of grind you out. And now, you know, you look at Kyle Shanahan, the second that things got going with a quarterback, they've always been good. You get to this point now where you feel like you've got so many eye-popping players, and they do. They become sort of like automatically, at least among the teams that you could count on one hand, who have a really, really good shot at the Super Bowl. But now, this weekend, and probably next weekend, you dial it back a little bit to, like, this is more like Kyle Shanahan's previous 49ers teams. And they were good, right? Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl. But games didn't look like they often, not always, but often do. There's a lot of 31-17 type of feeling games with this version of the 49ers. I think now you go back a little bit more to the, right, the 20-13 type of, and it may look like that, it may not, but I'm sort of readying myself for at least that possibility. I still think they'll be a good team, even missing all these guys.
They should be, and they should be a team that can win a game like this, because it's not really a road game. I mean, it's 300 miles away from where you normally play, but the crowd will be more in the Niners' favor than it will be in the Rams' favor, and it's a place that you've played a bunch of times as a team. So, yeah, it's a road game, but not really, and they're banged up too. And our producer, our technical director, Mark Grandy, points out that they're down three offensive linemen and their two top wide-receiving weapons, yeah. So even though you don't have McCaffrey or Debo and maybe not George Kittle, it still feels like a should-win game than a could-win game.
Well, and he also said in games like that, you have to lean on your defense. And I will add that while Nick Bosa was limited today, I don't think there's a huge concern there. And Charvarius Ward being out today, the beat writers are saying, sounds like it was very precautionary on the part of Nick Sorensen. So I think right now, the defense, at least, is trending, especially with Hufanga now being back. The defense, D. Winters, too, the defense is trending toward being full strength. And I would argue that I would hope at least that should be enough. That should be enough. Like, your defense against their offense is a better matchup than their defense against your very banged up offense.
Which is still, I think, a favorable matchup.
Yes.
Because the Rams defense is not world beating, and your offense should still be good. Jordan Mason, who is second, I believe, in football in rushing yardage, he's been terrific and healthy, and your run game has been really good from an offensive line standpoint. It's been the pass game that's been a struggle, and as Jay Gruden said to us in that interview, it's okay to punt sometimes. You have to know that at times, it's okay to punt and go ahead and play defense and get the ball back.
Let's go back to the phones. 888-957-9570. David Lombardi is going to join us in like 8 minutes. And we'll dive deep into the newsy side of this too, like Kittle and Charvarius Ward and all the injuries, and get all that perspective from practice. Let's go to Austin in the city, though. Hey, Austin, what's cooking?
Hey, no, Mudge. Hey, I like that call with him. He kept it P with y'all, man. Hey, how come y'all didn't ask him about Brandon Ayuk drop passes and him getting his bag? Y'all didn't mention nothing about that. Y'all been mentioning about the whole time about Brandon Ayuk not performing. But he does perform when Debo and Kittle is injured all the time in the beginning of the season. He do put up numbers. So, I mean, can y'all just lay off the contract and let the man do his job, man? And then the drop touchdown that he had, man, that's a diving catch. That's pretty hard to make right there.
Come on, man.
You know, in the back of the
end zone. Come on, Austin. Come on, man. First of all, the first part of what you're saying, hey, we'll have a discussion here. We didn't ask Jay Gruden that because that's got nothing to do with why Jay Gruden was coming on the show.
Right.
That's not Jay Gruden's jam. That's not what he does. Okay? The first part of what you're saying is actually the conversation that Dibs and I are having, which is essentially kind of how much slack are you cutting Brandon? Where you lose me, Austin, whether it's $30 million, $14 million, or whatever. You want to be a good wide receiver in this league? You make that catch. I don't care that it's hard. Playing in the NFL is hard. All of it's hard. That was a dot. It hit him in the chest. Yes, he has to lay out for it. That's what wide receivers do. You're cutting him too much slack, Austin.
A lot of receivers that's making money this year is struggling, though. A lot of receivers this year is struggling. Even the quarterbacks are struggling.
What's that got to do with Brandon, though, man?
I'm just saying he's been putting up numbers his whole career so far. So why look at these two games like he ain't been doing nothing?
Because he made himself a huge spectacle all offseason, Austin. That's why, and that's how this works. I feel you. I got nothing against Brandon prior to this offseason, and then he acted, in my opinion, incorrectly toward his teammates this offseason. And when you do that, whether it's fair or not, I don't want to make it about the money. All I simply said, and I said it all August, is it's going to be. It's kind of like telling people in New York to be rational. It's not going to happen, man. You do what he just did, and then you drop a ball on Monday Night Football on opening night in the end zone. You're going to hear about it. This is sports. This is how it works, Austin.
It is what it is. He got his bag. Now let the man go do his work. He going to have a couple bad games. No, just like some of the good receivers are having money. He's going to have a couple bad games.
Nobody,
just like TD. He didn't have a good first game.
Nobody's stopping him from doing his work, Austin. But we're going to talk about what he does out there. Like, nobody's saying he's a bad player. But, like, you also need to be accountable. Austin, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. You got to be accountable. If you're going to do this, if you're going to hold out, make a spectacle of yourself, demand a trade, then rescind the trade, then stand in front of the media and say, well, I was kind of a pain in the rear, you're going to do all that and drop a ball on Monday night, and then you want us to, what, grab hands and sing? Like, dude, you're going to get it.
Well,
this is pro sports.
Everyone has to be accountable no matter who you are, but at this level, when you're making that much money and you had the whole summer about you and your hold in, then yeah, the scrutiny is going to be even stronger on you because of what you did over the course of the offseason.
You and I can't stop that. We can't stop that. We're also not leading that, by the way. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. More of your phone calls always welcome. 888-957-9570. And David Lombardi joins us next. Lot to discuss with what happened at practice today. We'll get into it on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
We got a lot going on.
Too much.
And I actually don't love that we just kind of, like, we just got grouped into this whole, like, Brandon Ayuk better do great. That, like, I'm actually spending most of the day saying the opposite. I don't need Brandon Ayuk to be amazing this weekend. I think he does. He needs to know that when you do what this offseason did, like, this is the scrutiny you're going to get. This is the scrutiny you're going to get. So we can get into that and a whole lot more with our friend David Lombardi, who joins us right now on the River Islands guest line. And I almost said David Lombardi with The Athletic, but I better not say that.
No.
That's not the deal. Congratulations, man, on joining the San Francisco Standard.
Yeah, you still would have been correct with The Athletic. Today, I'm still with The Athletic. Tomorrow is when it starts for the Standard, so... you got me right at the switch.
Okay, let's say David Lombardi with the Stathletic. How about that? Let's just combine the two for the afternoon. But let's dive into what matters to everybody. Let's talk George Kittle. Is he in danger of missing this game?
Yeah, he missed practice today. So if you don't practice on Thursday, you're in danger of missing the game. They're just going to see how it goes tomorrow, and if it doesn't go well enough, then he won't play on Sunday. But I think he'll be listed as questionable, so we probably won't find out until very late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Don't think they're going to push this all the way up until the game, though, but that's just where it's at right now.
So what do they do if he doesn't play? We know that Eric Saubert will be in there, but is there another tight end that they can plug in? Obviously, you can't replace what George Kittle means to this offense, but who would be the next man up at tight end?
Well, Jake Donjes has really impressed them over the course of the last year. He was on the practice squad last season, actually went to Cal, and he's reworked his body while he's worked behind the scenes in the 49ers system. And he really earned the tight end three role this year because of the versatility that he showed in training camp. You know, they could only carry one fullback on the 53-man roster, so the backup to Kyle Juszczyk has to be a tight end. And Kyle Juszczyk is tasked with making some really, really difficult blocks for the 49ers. And Jake Donjes was the best candidate for that backup fullback spot. So he earned a spot as a tight end, and I think it's a testament to all the work that he's put in physically for the 49ers. They also have Braden Willis, who's on the practice squad. He was on the 53 last year, saw some significant playing time, so they'll probably call him up if they need to do that. But I think that the new name that people should pay attention to is Jake Donjes.
David, let's dive into this, though. And you know, kind of get your opinion on what we may be looking. Let's do the hypothetical. We know there's no Christian. We know there's no Debo. What if there's no George? In your opinion, what kind of a 49er offense will we see in terms of effectiveness?
Well, so much of that is dependent on how well Brock Purdy and his protection fall in sync, and then obviously how well Kyle Shanahan calls this game and how well receivers separate. It's theoretically, you know, when you are missing a couple pieces, you're obviously going to lose some explosiveness, but you would still like to think that you could scheme guys open and that you can find ways to keep the line moving to some extent. That's what the 49ers are going to try to do. We have to remember that the Rams on the other side are also not at their healthiest right now. They're losing a lot of defensive backs, and on the offensive side, it's really ugly for the Rams along the offensive line. But my main point is that's the NFL. It's, you're rarely, once in a blue moon, going to have a game where every single starter is healthy. And the 49ers are a team coming off of 60 games over the past three seasons. We knew they weren't going to be fully healthy this year. We knew they were going to have to dig into their depth. That's why we made such a big deal about the draft and about the offseason, saying they need to build quality depth at a controlled basis to fit in with a roster that is a little older but has a lot of star players. But I think it was very clear that after running three straight marathons, the fourth marathon this season for the 49ers was going to be one that was going to be tough to endure, and that depth would be required to endure it. And that is the challenge that the 49ers have in front of them now. We don't know exactly who's going to play. To be honest, it shouldn't matter all too much for a Super Bowl caliber team that can run this marathon. One week there will be one star missing. Another week there will probably be another star missing. You've got to be able to keep the ship afloat throughout all of it, and a big test in that regard should be coming on Sunday for the 49ers.
It should be a big test, although the Rams have given up the second most points in football, second only to the Carolina Panthers. And you mentioned the depth and the younger players, and I wonder what you make of Dominic Pooney after a couple of games where it looked like week one he was dominant, and then last week had a little bit more of a struggle.
Well, I think that the 49ers played their first road game last week, so it was the first time that Dominic Pooney and all those linemen working together had to deal with the noise issue on the road. Minnesota is a really tough place to play. Minnesota also, just in general, this was a much more elaborate defense, I think, than what the Jets were. Just so good coverage-wise. We know that Robert Saleh blitzes at some of the lowest rates in the league. Not saying it's a bad defense. I think that the Jets actually bring a great defense to the table. But Brian Flores is bringing a whole lot more smoke and mirrors in your direction. Minnesota was that way in 2023, and then they're definitely that way in 2024. So for a rookie offensive lineman in his first road game, that probably was as difficult as the cerebral test gets in the NFL. With all the disguises and the aggressive blitzes that the Vikings were running up front. And, you know, just as a whole, I think in the NFL right now, you're not seeing nearly as much training and the preseason and in training camp. You see offense around the league is very, very down through 2 weeks. I think that's a big part of the reason why. And then the parts of offenses that are struggling the most are offensive lines, because in general, I think over the last 15 years, there's been a proliferation of extremely athletic defensive linemen at, you know, great degrees of depth across these teams, not just the starters. And that's outpaced how offensive lines have grown. So Dominic Pooney was kind of, you know, right at ground zero there of the probably the toughest position to play here in week two. And I think it's only going to be uphill for him in a good way moving forward.
David Lombardi, The Athletic, and soon to be the San Francisco Standard, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, talking 49ers and the latest news that both George Kittle and Charvarius Ward missed practice today. Add that in to all of the other injury news. I did see this, and obviously, David, you know, there have been and will continue to be a lot of eyes on Brandon Ayuk. But for a lot of us, we just look at the stats and we go, hey, that's not that great. Kyle Shanahan was quoted this week as saying, well, if you look at the way he ran his routes and the way he blocked, he actually had a hell of a game. Would you help our listeners take a deep dive on how Brandon is actually playing so far this year?
Well, first, Kyle Shanahan, he's the CEO of sorts of the team, and he's got to make sure that his players stay motivated, and he knows each player better than we do. So I think that what he says about each guy, especially given the context of some of the criticism that we're hearing in the media for somebody like Brandon Ayuk. So I think what Kyle Shanahan says is important, because it's always going to be geared toward getting that player in the best headspace possible. Because this, especially in the age of social media, everything comes back, and the player is going to be able to probably hear every single word that that his coach says. That being said, it's a production game at the end of the day, and Brandon Ayuk is not being paid to run good routes, or just to run good routes and just to do stuff right behind the scenes. He's being paid to put up numbers for the 49ers. He put up numbers last year. He led the NFL in yards per completion. They obviously were, to at least some degree, disjointed in the game on Sunday offensively, where they were putting up some yards, but they weren't putting up the points. And that all came under the backdrop of missing Christian McCaffrey. And when you look at the efficiency numbers for the offense, Brandon Ayuk was a shadow of his efficiency from last season. So that's just the truth of the matter. It doesn't matter if he was getting open a ton. They lost the football game. And I think everybody in the 49ers building knows that Brandon Ayuk is going to need to deliver more from a statistical standpoint, especially if Deebo Samuel and maybe even George Kittle is now out moving forward. Ayuk was under probably a little bit more of a visible spotlight in week one, because it seemed that he was targeted in higher profile situations, and he didn't hold on to the nicest pass of the evening from Brock Purdy into the back corner of the end zone. And I think Ayuk himself has told us that he's not feeling himself yet, right? He was at 100% obviously last year. The efficiency was off the charts. He said that week one experience is almost like an out of body experience. He had never felt that way in a game, and he didn't like it. And then after the Minnesota game, he said he was about 80 to 85%. So I don't think there's any argument here from Brandon Ayuk that he's not at 100%. And I don't think that there's any argument from anybody in the 49ers building that they will need Brandon Ayuk at 100% as this season progresses. That's why they did pay him as much money as they did.
Yeah, and hopefully that 100% gets closer to being achieved this Sunday against the Rams, with likely two at least, and maybe three other skill guys out. I want to ask you about Teleno Hufanga and what you thought he looked like at practice as he gets back to full participation coming off his devastating injury last year.
He's such a great communicator. I think that immediately can help the 49ers on the back end, where that's the biggest problem with this team right now, is the third down defense. It's the worst in the league through two games. It's been a problem visibly against both the Jets and the Vikings. They gave up 7 of 12 third downs, including 6 third and longs against Minnesota. And so much of that was just, you could tell they weren't in sync on the back end. The rush and the coverage weren't tied together. And it just so happens that Tolono Hufanga is one of the more vocal communicators on the team. He's playing a position safety that does ensure that everything is in line there on the back end, since he's got the whole defense in his sight in front of him. And he's already registered a pick six of Matthew Stafford in his career. So it's a good guy to get back this week. He's been working at practice for a while now, first couple weeks on the scout team. So he got some looks against George Kittle, and obviously Brock Purdy was the quarterback working against Tolono Hufanga. That gave the 49ers confidence that he was ready to take on actual first team duties. So he's been fully inserted into practice this week, and we should see him on the field Sunday alongside Jair Brown. Those two have rarely worked together, because remember, Jair didn't take over as the 49ers starting safety last year until after Tolanoa got hurt. So I talked to Jair about it today. He said in the preseason against the Broncos last year, when Jair was a rookie, he had 5 snaps with Tolanoa, I guess at the start of that game. So they'll have to get on the same page, but I think they've done so much work together in the film room and in the meeting room that this is something that's going to boost the 49ers.
David, a couple quick things on Nick Bosa. First of all, he's limited today, so A, is there any concern? B, how do you feel so far about what they've put around him? They've reworked this defensive line to be more effective. What are your returns so far?
Again, they've played 60 games over the past 3 years. This is the NFL. Guys are going to pop up on the injury report. Guys are going to be limited at practice. I'm telling you, if fans start stressing out about every single one of these reports, they're not going to make it through to the end of this. So it's going to be important to have an even keel about the injury report. And, you know, I've already seen it on social media. Every single little detail is the end of the world. And quite frankly, it's not. There's a reason why the 49ers needed to insulate the depth, and it's because stuff like this is going to become commonplace. It just is a reality of a marathon sport where guys are playing a lot of games. So I don't think there's major concern about Nick Bosa right now. As far as insulating the rest of the line, well, look at who they brought in on the other side. Leonard Floyd has not missed a single game in 110 games. He is one of the great Ironmen that's currently active in the NFL. And there's a reason why the 49ers targeted that. Like, that wasn't an accident. They knew that they were going to need to bring in players who were especially durable because of the wear and tear on the roster as a whole. So I think that Floyd is somebody who should be able to give the 49ers a lot of quality snaps over the course of this season. He used to play against them frequently when he was with the Rams, so he gets to face his former team this weekend. They also brought in Yetur Gross-Matos, who last week had a nice pressure. I think it turned into an intentional grounding penalty, actually, against Sam Darnold. So that was a good debut for Yetur Gross-Matos. And they also have brought in new interior defensive linemen with Jordan Elliott on the inside for the 49ers. Coming from the Browns, he's a guy that they're looking at as a run stopper. Was a good run stopper for Cleveland last year. And I'll tell you what, the run stopping is going to need to be a whole lot better than it was against Minnesota. I thought they did well against the Jets. I don't think they were great against the Vikings. So we'll see if Malik Collins and Jordan Elliott and that entire defensive line, just like the O-line and just like the offense, it all works together as a unit. They're going to have to be on the same page, because I think the Rams' only chance in this game is if they run the football a little bit with Kyren Williams. Their offensive line is so beleaguered right now and has been performing so poorly that without a run game, it's really hard to see LA being able to move the ball better than last week, and they didn't move the ball well at all last week against the Cardinals.
All right, David, thank you for coming on, and first day at the new gig tomorrow, right? So is this the day you have to, like, it's all awkward and you have to borrow someone else's key card to go to the bathroom and all that stuff?
They gave me my key card, so we're good.
Okay.
And thankfully, I'm at the 49ers facility most of these days. And I think they already know me there. So we'll be good. That's the one great thing about this. You change jobs, but you're doing the same thing. You're still covering the 49ers.
Just make sure you send your story to the right editor, and yep, everything will be fine.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I'm getting You know, it's one of those things you talk to, like, rookies in the building, and they're like, yeah, everything is new, everything, but I'm still playing football. I'll be a rookie again tomorrow. So hopefully the performance stays good. Hopefully it's not too long of a learning period.
And tell Tim Kawakami to stop following you around from job to job.
It might be the other way around, but yeah, I'll let him know.
Okay, yeah, just, yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks. And congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Right on, David.
There it is. David Lombardi joining us here, Willard and Dibbs, on 95.7 The Game. Look, he gets it. I get what he's saying. However, there's a however when he's saying, look, fans, you're not going to make it through the season if you get all freaked out about every little injury. Well, what about when they all happen in the same week? What about that?
Right.
Like, I don't think anybody's freaked out that Nick Bosa is limited. But if you're literally... like, for a moment, you go to the internet today and you're like, so hold on a minute. Christian McCaffrey's not playing and Deebo Samuel's not playing. And now George Kittle might not be playing. And you're telling me there's suddenly question marks about Charvarius Ward and Nick Bosa. And you're supposed to be a touchdown favorite. Like, well, come on. If you're not going to freak out a little bit about that, when do you freak out? So,
when
I get
when you lose
it.
Your quarterback.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to like put that out in the universe like it's going to happen, or if you lose your quarterback, then you worry. But also you look at the Rams, and it just struck me hearing David talk about how nonchalant he was about this game still. And I looked in, the Rams have given up the second most points, only Carolina, who, if this was European soccer, would be surely relegated down to a lower division, and they probably should be relegated. The Rams have given up 67 points in two games. So
yep.
The O-line has no starting receiver, three offensive linemen out, and a defense that's given up 33.5 per game. This, even through all those injuries, should be somewhat of an Ottoman game.
I mean, you would think, yep. But again, it's as if we're like, oh, they're so beleaguered. It's like, so are the Niners. So are the Niners. In there are certain, we don't even know. Like, we're sitting here talking about Jake Tongis, and we're like,
I like the player,
but it'll be fine. Like, what? It will? Okay, if you say so. I don't know, man. I will tell you this, the spread moved, the number moved. The Niners are not a touchdown favorite anymore in this game.
Really? Oh, I see it, yeah.
Down to six.
Oh, I see it at 6.5.
Oh, I see it at six.
Okay, there you go. Well,
so I win.
Well, you win, and
I'm kidding.
Well, if you're smart,
I'm just kidding.
You wait, because I mean, maybe you bet it at six, because I already bet it in my pick'em pool that I do at seven, and it's my third most confident pick of the week. I'm very confident Niners minus seven, so if I was able to bet it at six, and I can elsewhere, I feel even better about that at six.
Well, speaking of your picks,
yeah, I'm hot.
Well, first of all, you're hot.
I've won 4 or 5.
Kinda, yeah.
4 of my last 5.
You have. You've won 4 or 5. And by the way,
4-2 on the year.
I want to back you on something.
Go ahead.
Because earlier I said you got lucky on Monday night with
when I found you,
with your Falcons +5.5. You got lucky.
A lock,
but you actually kind of didn't. You got lucky after getting really unlucky. The Eagles should have won the game by 3.
Correct.
That's what should have happened. Whether it's Barkley catching the ball or the Eagles running the ball straight up the middle and trying to get a first down, the smart money at that moment was Eagles win by 3 and you would have won. And then Barkley drops it, and they go up by 6. And Christy will back me on this. We're sitting there together, and I just started belly laughing. But in that, you know, like my friend sort of way. And that's when I texted
like
you.
Like a Steiny laugh?
Well, I was just like, no, I would never do that. But anyway, that's
just my way of getting the drop played.
That's when I texted you, where I was just like, OMG, Dibs.
Yeah.
Because that's absurd. That's absurd. And now the Eagles are up 6, and you've got the Falcons +5.5. And wow, maybe there's something to this fade the Dibbers thing.
Perhaps. At the same time, I felt okay because in this aforementioned pick'em pool, I had it at 6.5.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I was thinking my money is safe, and your money at the time in your own pick'em pool where you're picking winners, I'm thinking this is going to be good.
It's
yeah,
a win-win.
Fade the Dibbers, I lose, but Mark would win. I would win in the money. We both would have money. Oh. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Although fade the Dibbers, I was thinking, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. course.
Of course.
And then this. And so far, the fade the Dibbers concept has been a losing effort.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's very early.
It is early, and tonight is a, and I don't want to give away the pick right now. The pick's coming up in about 10 minutes, but this is going to be a prime time moment where all y'all are going to fade me.
Well,
fade me.
I think I know how you're going to go.
Fade him.
And if there was ever a moment to fade the Dibs, if you do what I think you're going to do, oh, I already faded you.
Come at me. I dare you.
It's already been done.
Do it.
The fade.
You won't.
Like a barbershop fade.
Woo. High and tight.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, so that we're going to do that like right when we come back.
Okay.
Okay. Coming up next, fade the Dibbers, the Jets. I'll get the updated line, but I think -6.5. Anyway, we'll get an official line. And it's somewhere in that neighborhood, a little less than a touchdown tonight against the New York Jets. I see it as 6. We'll huddle as a group
and
figure
a
it out.
Half.
We'll figure it out as a group.
Tired of your lowball lines.
Jets are a favorite. And fade the Dibbers is coming up. And then we will get back to the Niners, Rams, and the situations and the ultimatums on Brandon Ayuk and all of these things. But we're also going to have to dive off for just a few minutes because one of the most epic things in the history of baseball has taken place, and that's not even getting into the fact that you know what today was for the Giants? You know what it was, don't you?
Closing time.
That's incorrect. It was an elimination sensation.
Oh, okay.
For the San Francisco Gigante.
I thought you put him to sleep 3 weeks ago.
I did. I tried to tell you.
The math is no longer
the
there.
The math is no longer there.
Damn it.
So we're going to get to all of this coming up next. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to
Willard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, we got a lot to do. We got a lot to do. But one thing is more important than everything else.
Yeah? What's that?
Your money.
My money?
No, your money.
Whoever, cash me out one time!
Whoever's listening to us, we're talking to you.
Okay.
Your money. Your money. That's what our focus is whenever there's a primetime football game, and we are just about a half hour away from a primetime football game.
Primetime.
The J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 will be hosting the New England Patriots. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is the home opener for the Jets?
Yep.
Is that correct?
It is.
Yep. They came to San Francisco, Santa Clara. And then they went to Tennessee. They are 1-1. The Patriots are also 1-1. That is the matchup. And it is time to fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
All right, during the break, you know what it was? It was a deliberation sensation.
Cha-ching!
And half the books that we could find had it at 6.
Cha-ching!
Half of them have it at 6.5. That's fine. You want 6.5? I'll allow it. Let's do it. The number is 6.5, okay. Favoring the New York Jets. What say you, Dan Dibley?
Well, the half is going to be key because I do believe that the Jets will win this game in their home opener. And in fact, thank you to Guru and Prize Picks. Use the promo code Guru957. And I'm on the Garrett Wilson over a half of a touchdown. I do believe the Jets will win this football game, but not by a lot. New England has been quietly better than people think, and the Jets' offense has been a little bit underwhelming. Aaron Rodgers has looked a little stiff. The Jets will win this game, J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 but they're only going to win by 6. So getting 6.5 is critical. 23-17 Jets, I'm taking the Patriots, and 6.5.
There it is.
Your boy's 4-2 now.
I can't believe you're actually predicting a half-point victory. That's a little silly.
Silly, yes, but the proof is in the pudding, and so far the pudding has tasted pretty good as I'm 4-2. So, Grandy, Lucas, I know you're going to fade me on this one because you all think that New England stinks and that the Jets are the sauce. Shout out Sauce Gardner. And shout out the guy today at Diablo Foods, the fishmonger, in the Sauce Gardner jersey.
Oh, no way.
He's wearing a Sauce Gardner.
Good for him.
Sauce Gardner.
I said, good luck tonight. And he goes, thanks.
Thanks.
And the other guy behind the meat counter goes, thanks. He's not really a Jets fan. He's got 30 jerseys. But
that ticks me off.
It kind of bothered me.
He's got 30 jerseys? Who are the two teams he doesn't have?
I don't know. Probably the Panthers.
Okay.
And I'll next time I go in there, I'll let you know. But at least the man was wearing the sauce tonight because they're playing tonight.
They're playing beautiful. So,
yes!
Look, you know me. You know me. I am not one of these people who just automatically fades you. I went with you when you took Buffalo against Miami. I knew they were going to win that game outright. Yep. I actually said the Eagles would win by 3. Which they should have. And I was with you on Atlanta plus 5.5. I want you to listen to me and listen to me very closely. Public, if you like the idea of fading the Dibbers, tonight's the night. Tonight is the night.
You think, huh?
This is a bad pick that you just put out.
Tonight, we ride.
This is a bad pick that you have just put out to the public.
Well, I love it.
The Patriots plus 6.5 is a bad pick that you are putting out tonight.
To be fair to Dibs, did you feel that way for Eagles Falcons as well?
No, I just said to him, I picked the Eagles.
Yeah,
win
listen
by 3.
To the show, Grandy.
Eagles by 3. Seriously,
got him.
Seriously, what? Like we're gonna start calling that the earwax room. You guys need to be sponsored by that earwax drop medicine, whatever the hell it's called.
He also thought Buffalo was gonna win. He liked that pick.
Look at Lucas. Lucas kissing up today.
Locked in, baby.
Yeah, it's been a long week. Yeah, anyway.
Long way back,
anyway,
Lucas.
Anyway, yes.
So all y'all are fading the Dibber.
You made a bad pick.
The Jets
are going to roll tonight in this game, and you can see it in the spread. That number's too big. The Jets' offense has looked awful. Why is that number so big? It's because it's their home opener. It's also because the Patriots have, like, surprised people with how they've played. But it's not like they're impressive. It's not like they're scoring a lot of points. They haven't played anybody great either. They lost their home opener to the Seahawks in overtime. They beat a Bengals team that is just mental right now with their opener. I hear you. The Patriots have been better than we thought. Jacoby Brissett is a pro. I'm telling you that tonight, Breece Hall is going to lose his mind. This is a big-time Thursday night performance for him, and the Jets are going to win this game by enough, I think, by double digits.
We'll mark the tape. So if, in fact, I win and I go to 5-2, this will not be forgotten. Your emphatic rebuke of my selection.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be here tomorrow.
Patriots can run the football.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Ramondre Stevenson is third in football in running.
He's been phenomenal.
The Jets' run defense has been not as good as everyone wants to brag about. The Niners were able to hot knife through butter them in the opener.
Tony Pollard ran well last week.
The Patriots will be able to move the ball on the ground. I am not predicting a Patriots win. I'm predicting a closer game.
I understand.
And one that would portend to a spread being covered.
But you know my philosophy in betting often, not always, but often. This number is too big, which says something. Why is it that big?
Well,
why?
It actually has gone down. I think it opened at seven.
I think I've seen it at 6.5 all week, at least as far as I, you know, once I start looking at it.
You look at all the books, days. You know, and we talk a lot about Vegas Insider, which is a collection of books. And
it's an aggregation.
Yeah, it opened at 6.5, according to them, in many spots. So, and I know that the sharp money, which is the professional bettors, they're on the Jets.
Okay.
The sharps are on the Jets.
Yep.
The sharps don't go 100%, though. They don't win every bet.
No, they don't. No, like professional bettors hit, like, you know what? If you can hit
probably 60%.
Yeah, oh gosh, if you hit 60%, you a bajillionaire.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So sure, you can be right. I'll be here tomorrow.
Am I allowed to be right as I have been 66% of the time?
Hang on.
You want to talk about sharp? Your boy the Dibber is sharper than sharp. I'm 4-2.
Hold on.
So all y'all can just keep fading me all you want.
Chapter 4.
Fade away.
Rule 322.A. Dan Dibley is not allowed to be right.
Damn it. I hate that rule book.
Sorry. So, anyway.
I got a pick for the Niners. I'll give you tomorrow.
Yeah, don't you spoil that.
I'm not. Let's forward promote.
Okay. The move might, the line might be completely different tomorrow, so you might change your pick.
It's already moving in the direction that I would want it to move. And I'll have a Mr. Monday Night coming your way next Monday.
To Mr. Monday Night. I did that show 30 years ago. I don't need to do it again.
I loved it. And we did it on the other station with that same individual. Mr. Monday Night. Anyway, take the Patriots and the points.
All right.
You're welcome. And everybody wants to fade me.
I do. I don't always. You can't say you're 4-2 against me because I've been with you with a lot of these picks.
I'm simply 4-2. Whether that's or fine. Not you're with me or against me, it doesn't matter. I don't give a crap what you guys do. I'm here giving out winners.
And you know what we want?
We want winners.
We want winners. We want winners. All right. Grandy and Lucas.
I want winners.
Are you fading the Dibbers tonight? Are you fading?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Luke?
Yeah, I plan to as well.
Yeah, we're fading the Dibbers.
I love it.
I love it. I love this. Boy, this just made tonight way more fun.
It's going to be Tupac for me.
Super wrong.
Me against the world. I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world,
speaking
baby.
Speaking of me against the world, you know who's doing that right now. His name's Farhan Zaidi. Farhan Zaidi. It's a wrap.
Like Saran?
Well, the season is officially over. It's been over. I get it. These games have been an absolute snooze and not exciting for a while, even though they played well in Baltimore largely.
So they've canceled the remaining 10 games of the slate?
Well, the math is over.
No.
The math is over. The Giants officially missed the playoffs for the third consecutive year, and you can start to let the conversation begin. And I know where it already is. And that will now start to ramp up in that it's official. And I don't know.
Can I ask you?
Oh, go ahead.
Because I asked you a week ago what you thought.
What I think is going to happen?
And a week ago, it might have been 10 days, I said, what do you think the percentages are of Farhan stays or Farhan goes? And you said Farhan stays 54%, Farhan goes 46%.
Okay.
And I think this was a week, somewhere in there ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to ask you the same question. Not, you know, it's basically what you think.
What I think is going to happen.
Not what you want. Because that's not fair, and you don't ever want somebody to lose their job.
I do not. I do not.
In general, that's not how you roll.
Farhan Zaidi is a good dude. Like, whatever y'all think about him, and I know
you've talked to him in person more times than the entire audience put together.
Yeah.
Damn it, Farhan!
Farhan is good. He's a good dude, and he has been mischaracterized as a nerd that sits behind a computer and only has numbers and no heart and all that stuff. And I get it. Again, it's similar to what we were just talking about with Brandon Ayuk. It's pro sports. Nobody really cares if you're a nice guy or whatever, except for they kind of do when you are. You know what I mean? Like, I'd argue that Giants fans in particular, like, what do you love about Buster Posey? Well, first and foremost, Buster Posey is one of the best catchers we've ever seen, one of the best players, one of the best leaders. But, like, somewhere on that list, you're like, man, like, I just trust Buster. Buster's like a good dude. He just gets it. Farhan's a really good dude. Is he the right guy for the job right now based on the way this has played out? That's what's being assessed over there. And Dibs, there has been a change in my numbers.
Yeah.
So if 2 weeks ago I said 46% chance Farhan goes, let's add another 20% onto that now.
So you think it's 33% that he stays, 66% that he goes?
Well, that would leave 1% for something else to happen, which would be that he stays and goes, and I don't think he's going to cut his body in half.
That would be crazy.
So let's
34-66 is where you are.
Math is usually your strong suit, but let me help you. 66 plus 34 equals 100.
Normally, when you do 66, it implies a 66.66, which would be a two-thirds.
I get where your brain went.
That's normally what you do when you do a 66%.
Right, but I'm not normal. So I'm going to do 66% chance he goes. I
think that's low.
You might be right.
I think it's low.
You might be right. Like, I just think that it has become very complex to keep him. I think that there's a conversation probably going on over there about what should we do, what do we want to do, and then what can we do. And I think I think we've reached a point where the Giants brass may feel like it's a very tough needle to thread to try to do this again. So that would just be my handicap of the situation. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.